Is patriotism Christianity? Question number 143. Shall we in this war take the stand of conscientious objectors or that of patriots? Answer. Anyone taking any other stand and that of a patriot cannot be a true citizen of his country. A Christian, though, must ever remember that he is under two governments, a spiritual and a temporal, and that he is thereby obliged to serve both, although there may be times when circumstances arise to prevent his giving to both the same full measure of devotion. But always will he do his best to serve both to the fullest as far as possible. The Bible plainly teaches, and history has countless times borne out, that one's disregard of God's statutes is disastrous both to himself and to his nation. This tragic truth, so endlessly enacted over the long roll of the centuries, not only amidst the chosen nation of Israel, but also amidst all the nations of earth, is for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Thus, as one's disobedience to God's commands must work harm upon his nation as well as upon himself, a Christian bears the double responsibility of doing all in his power to safeguard the welfare and to promote the success of both the spiritual and the temporal kingdoms, and to ensure, as fully acquitting himself of this weighty twofold responsibility, he will implicitly obey the Lord's command, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Mark 12:17. "And I," says the Lord in promise to the obedient, "will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Genesis 12:3. Ancient Israel as a nation and a government were obliged to protect their own property, people, and families even by the sword. But they were not to war against their own brethren. When the 10-tribe kingdom, Israel, confederated with Syria to war against the 2-tribe kingdom, Judah, God's curse rested upon both Syria and Israel, and each was consequently broken by the king of Assyria. See Isaiah 7:1-8, chapter 8:4. But when persecuted for the gospel's sake, the Christians were instructed never to retaliate. "I say unto you," says the Lord, "that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor, and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." Matthew 5:39-45. The light that is shining from both the Old and New Testaments shows that a Christian, as a loyal citizen, will in time of war serve to protect his country. But if the war involved Christians on both sides, as the wars do today, he, as a citizen of Christ's kingdom, cannot conscientiously engage in shooting his fellow citizens of that kingdom. For if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Mark 3:24-25. But though in such a war, Christians must not bear arms to kill one another, they are morally bound to do humanitarian work such as performed by the Good Samaritan minister to the sick, wounded, and dying, regardless of their nationality.